just shows him like laying just perfectly not to have hit any of these numerous spikes.
Is there anything like braziers or torches in sconces or anything by the entrance way that where we came in?
Actually, just outside of like when you first emerge, you go looking, you find some torches. You
All
know,
right,
they seem pretty old, but serviceable.
I will pull out my Santa's lighter and light a torch.
No problem. You've lit a torch. Would you like to throw it down at Freddy? I mean,
I
two.
was going to push it over and look where he is and then say, right, I'm
All
dropping a
right.
torch down, Freddy.
Give me a strength roll to open the teeter totter without putting your own weight on it. It is a big stone teeter totter thing. You have a stick, I know, but
I know, but it's not a big
How
stick.
about if I hold it open and you, or you hold it open and I'll throw it down?
Sounds good.
Ah, says Freddy on fire. You can see now, bitch. He says. Ah, right. McKay goes, and he opens it fully. Now the chamber is flooded with light. It looks as though there's like some stairs that go up. There's also a over there is a different altar thing. It's got some sort of a wicked looking sacrificial knife on the altar. And the walls have all kinds of like some language on it. And rah, says Fulton, he throws a torch down, lands close to your head within easy grasp, but close to your head because he's still pissed. And yeah, it looks as though there's a lot of stuff on the wall, a lot of strange. Runes.
Try and work out what the runes say.
You don't have a good view from up here, but if you're instructing him, that's all good.
Where did were the stairs going further down, or were the stairs coming so someone could get back up?
Back up.
All right. So if there's stairs to get back up, potentially there's a way of opening, causing it to stay open so that you can get in and out of the thing. So I'll look around to see if there's a way of.
Give me a spot hidden at negative 30.
By quarter after negative 30.
Yeah, there it is.
Right, I'll activate the lever or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, you pretty much have to push open the door. It's hard and stuff, but apparently your character is strong as shit, so. Yeah, you push open the door, stairs descend into darkness. Crude stairs. The door itself is not on a teeter-totter thing, so you'd have to push it back closed and stuff if you want, or pull it closed. It looks like there's a place where somebody probably attached like a little bit of rope and stuff like that in the past.
Okay.
You do have rope on you also because Doc used up one of his rope charges.
Can I attempt to describe the runes to them as best I can
It
and see
looked
if
like
they
chicken scratches. It would take probably a month to go through all of them. Three
I
chicken
wanna like
scratches with one up and down. Plus you're still laying there. You're scared to get up because the spikes are super close to you. Unless you want to risk it. It's up to you.
I mean, stand. I'm not gonna trip myself if I stand up, right?
You're not sure, honestly. That's why you've just been holding real still. There's a lot of spikes here. It's mostly spikes. Your world is spikes, bones, and gore right now.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to move around, you can, but you may prick yourself. Break yourself. Right, that's what I thought. So.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to start moving down the stairs, but I'm going carefully, as in putting a foot down, feeling it to see
Yeah,
whether or not it feels like it's
they
going to
seem
shift.
really
And
sturdy, but yeah, you carefully go down. Eventually, light increases, and McKay wanders in. Yeah, he's holding
well,
a torch
Doc
and
dropped the torch down there as well, threw a torch down there for Freddy.
yeah, it's you can smell your hair starting to singe and stuff like that because he's still mad at you, apparently.
All right, so I shall have a look at the chicken scratchings on the wall.
McKay ignores you as you're laying there
Well, I
unwilling
don't know why he's
to
not getting up. He's just lying there talking to us.
move. Yeah, you can see him in a veritable field of spikes. He managed to somehow hit the only spike-free area.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
McKay goes over and looks at the runes. Give me an Akkadian runes roll, please. Or Akkadian graphs.
As in Akkadian, as in A-A-A-D?
Yes, you're correct. Akkadian, sorry.
I don't happen to have it, but I suspect that that's what you were trying to say.
Well,
I don't
done.
Know if it's actually pronounced Akkadian or not. But...
Yeah, take a card for knowing what I was talking about, despite not having the skill, you clever bitch.
I'll go down there, too. See what's going on.
All right, so what's it say?
Right. It is detailed instructions on how to summon some sort of demon thing.
Okay, it's a summoning ritual.
Mm-hmm. It does specify that you need a sentient sacrifice.
And it so shows. We just need to get Freddy onto the altar, and then
I stand up. I stand up. I stand
Give me
up.
An acrobatics roll not to injure yourself.
I was going to say, Freddy, with the rope, we could lower the rope to you, and then use that to help you up.
Oh yeah, that would have been much easier. But as it is now, he did say I stand up twice, and he's managed to injure himself. He pricks himself with the spike, and it shows a close up of like just God knows what getting pumped into his bloodstream.
I'm all right. Fine. Don't worry about me.
All right. All right.
1 point of damage. Just one.
Okay. Is that stun or real?
Yeah, real. 1 point of damage is all.
So besides the skeleton with the golden mask...
There's miscellaneous other shit here as well. It looks like various corpses. These all appear to be some sort of brown-skinned, quote, native tribesmen. There's a few fresh ones. One of them was wearing the gold mask thing mentioned.
I pop a charge on my sea magic.
Mm-hmm.
And look around.
Spearhead. There's a, it's a broken spear, but the spearhead itself is magical.
Okay. What kind of magic?
Oh, give me an analyze magic. It's a very simple spell. It's a bump in damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Other loot that's there. Freddy's staying there. Give me an alcohol / drug tolerance real quick, Freddy. If you fail that, I'll give you an endurance roll. Because it's pretty weak sauce here. If you fumble, you topple over into the spikes. Just FYI.
Yeah.
Close. Close. No problem. Freddy's like,
he's all right, covering. So we'll lower rope down him so he can tie it around his waist. I'll hang on to it and then we'll pull him out.
So he's already stood up unwisely.
Yeah, no, but he's still standing amongst the spiders. So I don't know how easy it is to walk amongst them.
Not very. It's just it's like a porcupine.
So we'll lower rope down to him and then pull him out.
Sure. Give me a strength roll for just pulling him on out. If you fail, you may drop him back onto it, which will be hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, I do take that spearhead, by the way.
Yeah, there's other loot there as well, which I'll get to in a second.
Yep. Worst comes to worst, if necessary, go outside and get bigger sticks and stuff if we need to, you know, get...
Oh, you should be fine just raw strengthening him out.
No. I mean for the bodies with the bodies that are on the spikes.
Oh,
that
I see. You already did cross
stuff on them. Yes.
They haul you up and then make you walk down the stairs, Freddy. You guys go down there. Right. You find the following. Hold on a second. Where did it go? Yes. Very easily, Freddy could have died horribly here. I like how the new guys, like the one who went into the room, the two experienced guys, just stand back and go, that's bad.
And now we're all injured.
Yay!
Somehow I feel better about life.
That's fair. Right. It'll be down underneath the... Oh, wait, is this too big? Make it smaller. Oh, yeah, make it much smaller. Resize to 40%. Hooray. Underneath the Batman picture is one of the odd things that you guys find. Let's see, the other stuff, there's a gold mask. Although getting it off, you have to like pry the head off the spike and shit. There's an animal carving of what appears to be a troll, three unbroken torches, the spear head Doc got, which is about a third of a meter long or so.
Okay.
Flint and tinder. And on one of the corpses, it appears to be a comic book, which I put a picture of.
But the spear was the only magic item?
Uh-huh.
All right, okay. So the sacrificial knife, et cetera, is not magical in the old.
Oh, sorry. He did look at that. Right. Give me a new analyzed magic roll for that, Chris. Pete, take a card for reminding Logan. Sacrificial knife, yes. Magic.
By half.
Wondering.
Okay, Chris, the sacrificial knife appears to be very special. It's got strange pictographs on it, but these can't be red. Well, maybe they can. Try them learn rolls. I don't even know what they're called. Whoever makes it can make up the name of the language. If two or more people do it, then we can have a hyphenated name if you want. I don't care. Or best name wins. Language, make language face. I don't know. A roll from McKay on the thing?
I did.
Cool. All right. So, unknown language. Now, Chris, this knife is very strange because apparently it's a builder. So, the first thing you kill with, until you kill one sentient with, it has to be sentience. Doesn't matter what kind of creature, just sentient. First thing you kill, knife does D3 damage. When it's dead, knife does D4 damage. Then when it's dead, the knife does D6 damage, D8 damage, D10 damage, D12 damage, D6 plus D8, 2D8, D8 plus D10, all the way up to D10 damage.
Wow.
Holy balls.
Forever?
Is there hidden properties on it?
Each dawn, the knife starts over a D3.
Oh.
Ah. But if you've got a lot of killing to do in one day... There you go. Or if you have a slow buildup of creature sizes.
That's why it's good for hunting goblins.
Goblin!
What's the comic book about?
Akaru Banzai in the dimension it is.
Oh, no, it's not in the eighth dimension, but it's just a random Buckaroo Banzai, something about like the Orient and stuff.
Well, because that's how you travel to get, you know, the spaceship out of, you got to travel to the fourth dimension.
Yeah, exactly. It's, are you familiar with the movie Pretty?
No.
There's a movie called Buckaroo Banzai.
It's good for it's you.
Yes.
You know, if I was doing modern movies and shit, he would have a handle on all this, but the fact that he's getting fucked with the old man movies and shit. So I'm gaming with these three old bastards, right? And they keep bringing up old-fashioned shit, like before the internet. And I said, what the fuck is wrong with you people? And they just kept laughing and laughing.
So was it one of the brown-skinned native-looking people that had the comic?
Yes.
Doc and Freddy, from your dealings in the MMO land, have you ever heard of there being humans besides the people that came here?
No. So far, no. It's always been some kind of other creature. Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I hadn't heard of any other humans, so it's quite interesting that these are humans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so, they're definitely humans. Wow, as near as the outside. Well, actually, you've got a good look at a lot of the insides as well, so they seem to be humans.
Yeah.
All right, you guys
can tell
Life rolls if you'd like.
Sorry, Logan?
Forensics. Or botany or whatever, knowing about the insides of somebody.
Biology.
By a quarter.
Biology, that's it. Yes, death by sudden deceleration, trauma, and spikes.
My biology.
They seem to have, anybody who makes those rolls, they seem to have the normal human stuff. It's what you'd expect to see in humans. You're not seeing like, oh, he's got three hearts and eight toes or anything.
Can I tell how long they've been dead for?
Yeah, with your guys' forensics, because I'm pretty sure at least one of you made forensics. The most recent one, probably a week or so. It's kind of fortunate that the spikes punctured the body and whatnot. There is significant insect activity and whatnot as well. Actually, not significant insect activity. They're in kind of a sealed pit. There will be significant insect activity, and the air is reeking here.
Okay.
All right. So.
The bad thing about the knife on the altar, aside from the sad fact it resets every day, is that there is, of course, no sheath / scabbard. It is a small knife, easily concealable.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete looks at it and it's like, if only.
Yes.
It definitely looks like a sacrificial knife, though. If you were to pull it out, people would be like, that looks like a sacrificial knife of some sort. That kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. So.
But a potentially very cool magic item. It's just you need to do the killing blow with it, and then it builds.
What were the people wearing again? Sorry. What kind of clothes?
Native tribesmen stuff. We're talking like loincloths and such.
Okay.
Very simple. No shoes. Feet look.
No shirt. No service.
Correct. What are you doing, Chris?
I'm looking for one of my pens.
You have no pens. You have only your finger and a small pin that you prick the end of and write in blood for all your notes until you pass out.
Where's my pants?
Doc, when you activated... Well, actually, I suppose it'd be more of a question to Logan because we didn't specify one way out. So the glasses last for a minute. So did when Doc was looking around for magic stuff, did he note whether or not the crude statue and or the crude statue's eyes were magic?
You'd have to go upstairs to get a good look at that. He didn't look up.
That's right. Just wanted to clarify if we had...
No, I'm happy to have him burn an additional charge. He has far too many of them. And it's also fairly cheap to actually get the crisp replaced. So.
Yes. I'm happy to burn a charge on mine checking out the statue.
No problem. You troop back up the stairs. Right. The eyes are magic as well as the piles of bones. There's some residual magic there.
All right. So the bones and the eyes are magic. Interesting.
Look at the bones!
So where's my glasses? There we go. Magic glasses. I'll see if I can work out anything about the magic.
Analyze magic roll.
I can just see we pry the gems out of the statue and the bones rise as skeletons and attack us. Skills. Analyze magic. Humble.
Wow.
It appears that if you take the eye gems, you'll be rich. Richard and Kings.
There's a unique property about the gems that make you richer if you get them, which is quite strange, but
nice. Put them in your pocket then, so we can go.
They're kind of big. put in your pocket. This big.
Can I cover do up your appraisal?
Yes.
Success.
You're thinking in modern day 2020-ish money, because there are some serious flaws. I mean, you'd do better if you had like the eye loop and stuff like that. At a guess, which is the correct amount, because Logan's not going to fucking play games, around 10 grand per eye.
10 grand per arm.
Clever. All
right.
Well, I'm not touching that.
Says the guy who just fell into the pit. What's this? Ah! I'm done now. No more touchy-touchies.
All right, let's take the eyes and get the pluck out of here then.
I'm going to stand way back.
You're over blocking the entrance. Good enough? Or do you want to be outside?
Next to the entrance.
All right, next to the entrance.
Inside or outside next to the entrance?
You know what, with my luck, no, I'm going outside. What this?
Right, give me a luck roll and fumble it. Just a luck roll and fumble it. I'm curious to see if that one dart thrower has repaired itself. Close. I had to fucking laugh my ass off. It's like, and then you fumbled the iron one. He's dying. Well, fuck. All right, you crawl out. You hear some clicking noises as you crawl out. This dart thrower is trying to throw things that have already been thrown at Pete. You're now outside, standing there, waiting to see what happens.
I shall attempt to remove the left gem.
As he touches it, the bone things animate into skeletons and attack. Look at Pete. He's like, yep. All right, so now we go into...
I fumbled, so I was going with what I knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We go into combat rounds. Welcome to standard combat. Right. This is the surprise round, so let me get rid of that. Pink. Okay. So the heroes are acting surprised this round. Villains are second, can't spend hero points. They animate this round. Posing dramatically is approved. Alex, you're the only one who can pull that off.
I pose dramatically as I smirk to myself.
Excellent. Take card. Next round. It appears to be skeletons of like ape-like creatures with lots of extra bones thrown in, possibly for good measure. Heroes are first, villains are second. Going and throwing yourself into the river that's not too far away is approved. Right. So, heroes go first. Alex, you're outside. What do you do?
Do I hear anything? Or
no, not yet.
I mean, they haven't said anything, so I'm just...
You hang out. Yeah. Doc Fulton, what do you do?
I go up the stairs, because that it's upstairs, right? It's not down here?
You haven't even heard anything yet. You are correct, though. You're downstairs checking things out. Looks like Sacrificial Dagger has been left on the altar thing.
I'll grab it.
Ha-ha! I wish I had a scabbard, you say. And
well, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if Doc actually relayed what he learned, so I was trying not to metagame.
No worries. Pete, you're sitting there in an awkward position, touching one of the eyes. Wishing you had a pry bar. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was picturing myself with my cookery going.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so you're ready to
go. Die, undead skeleton, and I attack it.
Hmm. Okay. Go ahead and give me two hit and stuff. They're not blocking at all because they're super tough. If you shatter one on the first hit, then they will be very fucking disappointed. Right, roll damage.
Oh, fumble, of course.
Ah, fumble deck. Well done. If you fall into the pit, that'll be hilarious. Stunned. Next round, you're negative 30% as you think about your life choices to anything you roll, Pete.
Kisses.
Mm-hmm. And, right, the other one comes over and pummels the shit out of you. Or actually, they both pummel the shit out of you. So the first one fumbles. Second one. Fumbles, right. This is just the way my fucking life is with these guys.
Wait, what's approved this round anyway?
Swimming. First one got a draw 2, so let me pull its cards. knocks someone down. If you have an ally, that, right, Chris, you're getting ready to go up the stairs, and all of a sudden the trapdoor thing opens, and a heap of bones slides down and takes 2d8 damage. Chris, roll 2d8 damage as it impacts through the spikes and stuff. It may end up killing it.
Be interesting. And also, it's got its own fumble card to draw yet.
9.
Oh, yeah. It's got one more fumble card. 9. Chris, roll 18% or less. If you do, it's now. It appears to be healthier. And its other fumble card.
Both of them fumbled. So one got 2 fumble cards. The other one got 1 fumble card.
Yeah, I have to draw the second one for yeah. Pete. Roll a d6 on the one that knocked its buddy into the pit.
2.
Roll a 4% or less.
Where are we? We want that. We'll just do. Yeah, we'll just do that. That'll do.
Cool. It appears to be stronger from its fumble. And, right, the fumble of the one that fell into the pit, it draws. Wrong target itself. Okay. It does full damage to itself. Cool.
So Chris, would that actually stack with the damage it got from the spikes, or would
create it separately? No, it's a weird, this is a weird shit. Chris, roll a d10. Roll a 20% or less, and it's destroyed itself. Cool.
So that 18? 19?
No, these are special. Pretty much, you don't even have to worry about keeping track of them.
So they're like the giant zombies that attacked.
Correct. San Angeles. And now we go to next round. Right, Chris. Because McKay loves you so much, he has sent one of them down so you can have your own combat downstairs while he's doing a combat upstairs.
I knew you cared about me.
Mm-hmm.
Next round. And fortunately, Freddy did hear die undead skeleton or something. Oh. Is anybody's character married, legally married?
Illegally or legally?
Legally.
No, not in this universe.
Got it. Right. So, being married was approved. Heroes are first, villains are second. So, right. Freddy, you're outside and you hear, "Die, undead skeleton," said dramatically by McKay. What do you do?
For fuck's sake. I crawl back in.
Excellent. Do you want to crawl quickly or do you want to spend a couple rounds getting there?
I'll do it quickly.
Excellent. Give me a maneuver roll, please. As you attempt to quickly crawl through. If you fumble, you'll manage to jam yourself in the very wide. Right. He does a dramatic roll in and springs to his feet and posts. You're not sure what's up with Freddy lately, but he's been apparently flourishing in the jungle. It's hard to say why. So we'll go over to Chris with the downstairs fight of death.
I'm going to fast draw my putter.
Nice.
Holy shit, I did.
He says, if you'd thrown it in the spike field, that would be even better. Now, keep in mind, this thing is currently in a field of spikes. If it comes out, it'll probably take damage. If you go in, you'll probably take damage.
Yeah.
You're not sure if you can get it from where you're at without getting close to the spikes.
Okay. I'll wait for it.
Cool. Pete, what do you do?
I'm stunned this round.
I know. That just means you're negative 30 for anything you'd like to do. Oh, okay. Any rolls you make.
Okay. I thought it was completely out of it this round.
What do you do? Quick, Pete.
Yeah, I hit it. Sorry. Let me just get me.
No problem. Both of you seem to be trying to avoid the pit. Even though you can't see it. And you're pretty sure Freddy will go, "I can save you," and rush over and fall into the pit with the spikes. That'll be hilarious. Freddy. No, you won't. It's okay. He just smiles like, "You dick, Logan."
So it's going to be D. I'm assuming they don't have any equivalent to armor.
No. They're just super tough. The bones themselves seem to rearrange through some sort of evil magic thing.
I do four. So
roll 8% or less to destroy it. It's kind of an all or nothing thing on these.
You can do it, fellas.
Woo!
Go on the fucking castle.
Woo!
I'll just do that one. For the sake of it. No.
Cool. And just right.
Just anything just to get the dice roll.
Lovely. And we now go to next round. As Chris patiently waits for this thing to come out. Chris, you could, by the way, you can do a held action even though because you're first. So you
I cast blurred vision and didn't make it. So that's good.
Yeah. Why didn't you fumble?
Sorry. I'll do better next time.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole new round this time, though. Or are you saying you did it for this round?
Oh, I did it for last round. Like,
yeah. Good news for you. So, heroes are first. Nothing is approved. Go ahead and try your spell again. I really want to see you blow yourself up. Alex, you're first. What do you do?
I'll first draw my sword. Or try to...
Roll! Ching. Is your sword in the pocket or something? Or no, you just wear it on your...
No, it's in my scabbard.
Nice. Not quite a fumble. I'm disappointed. You spend the round dramatically and slowly drawing out your sword.
I'm going to move as well. I'm going to move towards him as well.
Yeah. No problem. It's not a big chamber.
Yeah.
McKay, what do you do? Basement.
I've already attempted to hit it.
Nice. Right. McKay's attempts to smash him into pulp. It does so.
I'm wearing armor, by the way.
Shit.
Just before you roll damage.
McKay only takes 5 points of damage as it smashes him into pulp. Is anybody else wearing armor, by the way?
Is it half and half?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I have MMO chain.
Yes, it is half and half. Okay, so is the MMO chain magic or no?
Double bumped.
Double bumped. Is everybody's double bumped or no?
No, because I didn't know we were coming here, so I didn't bring my magic liver armor.
Got it. I think Chris just wears his because he thinks
it's stylish. Because it works as normal armor when he's not here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My liver armor is a bit odd.
So, yes, all the damage is half and half. Now, Chris's attempts to go out through the spikes. Chris, roll a d8 damage on it as it comes at you through the spikes. And roll a 6% or less. It fails to destroy itself on the spikes. It's going to make its roll to get out. Yes, it gets out. It pretty much simple actions out and smashes you. Big stone fist flies by your face.
Hey, stop it.
Next round. Heroes are first. Drawing a weapon is approved. Oh,
damn it.
Damn it.
I put my sword away and draw it again.
Yeah, if you can make a fast draw, you get a card for that.
That's okay.
All right. And so heroes are first. Alex, what do? You are at the back of this thing. If you miss by more than 50 points or fumble, you may hit McKay because he needs a beating.
I'm going to fast draw my pistol just because I want a card.
All right.
Okay.
You get a card.
I'm going to attack with my sword in my other hand.
Probably a better idea.
I'll just find the card.
Chris, roll 20% or less. These things are super tough and appear to just, you smash a bunch of bones and then you see the chips fly back in and begin reforming and stuff, and it's just pissing you off.
Does it take time to reform, or is it like all once just?
Just one, yeah.
Boop, boop. Okay.
Oh, crap, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's too late now.
Did McKay hit? Did you already roll to see if he destroyed?
I was waiting Freddy do his stuff.
Ah, Freddy, roll 14% or less on the percentage, please.
Yep.
Indestructible, you think. McKay slashes at it with his knives, but he just can't kill the beast.
And...
Mm-hmm. 16 or less. You can do it. And then you can drop in on Doc. No. All right. So Bad guys go. The one upstairs attempts to smash wounded McKay into pulp. It does so, reducing damage by one bump for 5. 2 real, 3 stun. And meanwhile, downstairs, it attempts to smash up the dock, but misses next round. They're just flailing away. Heroes are first, villains are second. Any action you have to roll, if you succeed in that roll, is approved. Freddy, it's all you. What do you do?
I'm going to try and just punch it in the head.
Go for it. And meanwhile, McKay, what are you doing?
I hit it. I'll attempt to anyway.
I see a crit there. I see a crit in the silhouette. Got a moosh, got a moosh.
Oh, shit. I was wrong.
You guys slash it. It's not helping. It's not doing anything. The gems are so pretty. And McKay, did you already try yours? You spend the round slowly taking out your pistol. Yeah, get this, you say.
No. Does it destroy roll? Does it get destroyed?
Oh, sorry.
I'm just rolling on the other skills.
No problem. Next round. Heroes are first, villains are second. Wit is approved. Go ahead and smash them up. And I may have forgotten to roll the bad guys' things. I'll do that now for the bad guys. God damn it. McKay's is getting a fumble card. And Chris's is missing again. And right. It appears to have twisted itself around and then back, and it looks for you, and it's going to be at a negative next round.
Oh. I fumbled mine.
Cool. Your fumble guard is? If you push McKay into the pit. Oh, close. You managed to attack your teammate instead of whatever you were going after. Do full damage. Roll damage. McKay sucks it. Unless you want to spend a hero point to get a new fumble card. Up to you.
He's pretty injured, right?
He looks like he's barely holding on. And he's now taking this thing.
I'll spend a hero point, yeah.
Your new fumble card is a new car. Now, you remember your sword and pistol?
Yeah.
You drop them and you go.
Oh.
Not horrible, but better than messing up McKay and having him mad at you as well as Fulton. So, how'd you guys do on your attacks and stuff? Nobody killed their thing, I'm guessing.
Nope.
No problem. And yeah, so we go to next round because the bad guys are not doing well. Heroes are first. Bad guys have a good chance of getting knocked down if they take any damage, regardless if you shatter them or not. Maneuvers approved.
What was the bonus to hit? Was it plus 30?
No, you're not at a bonus to hit. It's at a big negative to hit you. It's got a 10% chance this round.
Okay.
But if you hit them and do damage, then there'll be even less of a chance because they'll be knocked down. Did you do 2 points, Chris?
Yes, it did.
Did it shatter?
Didn't shatter.
Roll 40% or less, and it's knocked down. It has a big chance of getting knocked down. Yes?
Yes.
You knock yours over.
Onto the spike.
Give me a luck roll at half. It's trying to avoid the spikes. It's got that much intelligence.
No.
Cool. And... let's see, Fred, did everybody already attack and not destroy it?
Yeah, attacked, didn't destroy it, didn't knock it down. I don't know about Freddy. If you
I did one damage, that's it.
Well, as far as the knockdown, it's number of points of damage you did times 20%.
So I did 20. All right, let me roll then. Hold on. Oh, it's up.
No.
Right. The heavily stunned one attempts to attack you guys. Fulton's gets up. heavily stunned one attempts to attack McKay. It needs a 10. Oh, it looks like the fumble card saved you from taking damage there.
Yep.
We go now to next round in the death match. Skeletons versus heroes. Villains are first and get a free reroll. Throwing something is approved. Now, Freddy, don't forget you have to pick up your sword. Takes an action to pick up stuff.
Can I fast pick it up?
Nope.
Okay.
So, villains are first and get a free reroll. Going for McKay here. Yes. Bumping damage down by one. Takes its free reroll on the damage and gets less. So, take one reel, one stun, McKay. Meanwhile, over on Doc Fulton. Hey, it hit. Goes for bump down two because you got magic chain on.
So I will try to block.
All right, go ahead. It's going to take its free. No, it's not taking its free reel roll.
I fail, so go ahead.
Three and three. Three reel, three stun. It maxed its damage.
Man, it should be pairing.
After two bumps down?
Yes. It's normally D10. I rolled D6.
Oh.
Wait, three and three? What?
Three reel. Yeah. So, that's the bad guys. Now, also, the heroes who got hit was Doc. Doc roll, or the bad guy needs... No, Doc, if you roll at 30% or less, you drop your putter. And McKay took how many points of damage?
I'm opponent failing the damage.
All right. Then no worries. So you failed to drop your putter. So hero's turn. Go ahead and good luck.
Question.
Throwing something.
Thank you.
If I grapple the skeleton and succeed, will it be at a disadvantage to attack?
You're not sure, but it's worth trying. Anything worth trying badly is worth trying.
I'm going to try and grapple him.
Go for it.
Nope.
Got it. No problem.
What is 5 damage? Is it 10% chance of it destructing?
Correct.
Bastard. Roll close. A 12.
Close. By the way, you can play skill plus cards on their percentage chance of destruction and stuff. I don't mind.
Oh.
These things are super tough.
So can I play a library skill plus card? Or?
Next round. Villains are first. Villains may not use hero points. Laughing evilly and lighting a bomb or triggering one of those grenades is approved. Heroes have a small chance of dropping shit if they take damage. So the villains go first. First on McKay. It attempts to And meanwhile, Doc Fulton hit it. Critical.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Perfect. As he fumbles he takes 7 points.
Do you want me to trade you a reroll card?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So I'll just play it. There you go. Yep.
If you make your parry, you only take 2 as opposed to the second dice I rolled, which was a 5. If you critical your parry, then you take nothing.
Yeah.
Critical hit, critical parry. It is the stuff legends are made out of. So it's now the hero's turn. Good luck. Grapple. Freddy, are you trying to grapple it again?
Yeah.
You're thinking your sword is getting in your way. If you drop your sword, then that'll probably help.
I don't have my sword.
Oh, then grapple is a great idea.
Oh, come on.
Did you fumble?
Yeah.
With a scream, Freddy may fall into the pit as the thing shakes him off. Let's pull his fumble card.
Oh, my God. No, it didn't work.
Throw away your held items. Close by. Throw all your stuff at the feet. No. Actually, no, you're fine, Freddy. You try to throw away your items, but you have nothing in your hands. Good for you.
If you are fighting defensively, so you're minus 30 to attack.
Yes.
Is the minus 30 both to your weapon skill and your martial arts?
Or
just the weapon skill?
Should be. It should be to everything. Just straight up flat negative 30.
Yep, that's right. I thought that was the case. I just wanted to confirm. All right, 12% chance.
Go team.
Come on, you.
Cool. No. As the combat drags on, Freddy seems to have a clever idea, but is unable to pull it off. Next round. Heroes are first, villains are second. Announcing something shocking is approved. Freddy.
Level.
All right, go for it. Doc.
Come on.
He's gonna drop when he just rolls for shit. You see him in the back. He's massaging the bones. Massaging the bones.
Did you fumble it? Oh my goodness, dude.
Yes, I fumbled.
I'm going
to spend a hero point.
Are you sure?
I have a replenish if you want me to.
Freddy had a fumble and nothing bad happened to him. And the draw five's already gone.
He had something in his hand and I can't take any damage or I'll die. So I need not fumble.
Very well.
I might just play a replenish next round if you want.
It couldn't hurt. I'm not seeing a lot of cards getting spent. So
yeah.
Defensively.
I'm guessing Doc is bashing the fuck out of it and nothing's happening to this tough.
No, I got real close, but it was by 1%. I thought I had it and I was like, I
won. Yeah, yep. I've had that. It was like,
you had 2% now.
But... Ooh, roll 1% or less and it dies. No? Okay. So we now go to the bad guys. One of them attempts to beat McKay into a and the other one attempts the Doc, and yes, it's a hit. Doc takes that is double reduced 6 points. Yes, I'm rolling a D6. Blade Man just preparing. Yeah. Are you fighting defensively or offensively, by the way, Doc?
Offensively. That's why I needed it, -30.
Nice. All right. Just wanted to be sure, because McKay's fighting defensively, Doc's fighting offensively, and Freddy is attempting to grapple. He can do it as a living, but he just isn't pulling it off for some reason. Next round. Heroes are first. Villains cannot use their cyberware. Nothing is approved. So, Freddy, give me the all-crucial grapple.
Yay.
Hey, you're on its back. Right. The next round, you can begin trying to do stuff to it by hanging on. And you other two, did you beat on it? Did you fall off into the pit? What happened?
Barely miss.
Nice. Right. Bad guys attempt to club the shit out of first Doc downstairs. The downstairs Doc is impenetrable. Our McKay takes a big hit to the chops.
And I fumble my parry.
Great. Perfect. I'll
spend a hero point on that.
Ah. Just throw your knife into the pit while this thing beats the shit out of you.
Do you want a skill 5? I can trade you one.
No, it's all right. I just didn't want to fumble.
Okay.
What are our card situation like? Should we replenish?
I think we should.
Go ahead and Okay.
You want to wait on rolling your new attack till you get your new cards there, Pete?
Yes, that's why I haven't rolled yet.
Okay.
Well done. So yes, do card things because you definitely need a change in your luck.
Yes.
Because next round is when Freddy gets to find out how strong is this big mess of bones anyway.
Holy shit, another one. It's up my 6th spark of divinity.
Not you, lucky bastard.
You should write Scott a note and go, I've got 6 sparks of divinity. I don't know why you're bitching about the stat equalization card.
I'm going to play my spark of divinity now. May as well.
As long as nobody's got any reds, go for it.
I have a nope, so even if they do, I'm playing.
Oh, okay.
All right, I play a checking essence. And that's it of usefulness.
Yeah, I have 2 more skill 5s. So.
As the big mess of bones attempts to drain off all of my hero points so that he can go to the resurrection.
He should have played the skill 5.
Yes, doesn't matter.
Like I said, I'll allow the skill pluses on the chance of destruction. I am good with that.
Yeah, I'd rather use it for that.
So you only fail instead of fumble. Good for you.
Yes.
You end up taking damage.
I will hero point it.
One stun point.
I will hero point it.
God damn. Well,
that bad. Damn.
Yeah. Like I said,
that, or I lie down up. Unconscious, Freddy, and you leave it all to you.
Ooh, I like that.
So how confident do you feel in taking it out?
Next round.
Yes.
I do about as much damage as you do.
This is funny. Heroes may not attack. Villains may not attack. Posing dramatically is approved. The girls go.
I put my foot up on the altar.
Okay, well, I'm not. Technically, I'm not attacking.
Well, yeah, you pose dramatically while holding onto the back of this thing. It's basically a big group photo. So everybody gets a card.
Okay.
There are some strange fucking cards in this deck, but it was designed that way.
I have another opponent.
Nice.
Okay, next round. After the pose off, heroes are first. Hiding your eyes because it's all so horrible is approved. Freddy, what is your strength? I know the monster strength. What is your strength?
60 something. Hold on. 71.
71. Right. Roll 40% or less to really make it shine.
Come on, Freddy.
Nope.
You're trying to restrain the monster, but you're not having any luck yet. You're thinking if you can do it, you may even be able to temporarily immobilize it, Freddy.
That's what I planned, but
back like a limpet. So everybody else roll their attacks. Freddy's going, and the bones are just a wee bit stronger than him. But he's got a chance. Ooh, McKay gets up. Various bitch slappings of the bones are going on.
Almost.
Right. Next, the bad guys get to go. One of them beats McKay to death.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
Another hero point is lost into the void for
unless
McKay.
You want another opponent.
As I said, another hero point is lost into the void for McKay, who's fighting defensively. Meanwhile, Doc Fulton finally gets hit again. It's been too long, he thinks. Ah, the sweet kiss of death. No, wait, he managed to parry off those six. Okay, cool. We now go to next round. Heroes are first. Intimidating these things is approved. So, Freddy, you need to roll. Oh, you're restraining it this round. You're not sure how long you can hold it. Essentially, every round, you've got a 40% chance of you can't attack. So it can't attack. And McKay is at a small plus 10% to hit, unless he wants to go full attack, in which case he's at full attack plus 10, because he's like holding him back and it's like just trying to beat McKay's ass. Meanwhile, downstairs.
Is by Freddy.
Motherfuck.
By Freddy grappling it that way, does it mean it cannot attack?
You believe he's currently restraining it, but it won't last long.
All right, then I'll do this round, I'll do full attack then if he's restraining it.
Cool. Chris, how do you do? Roll to attack. Kill, kill, kill.
How close are they?
Well, they're separated by a floor, which the pit thing is closed. You've got torches and stuff down here. They got torches up there. It's essentially you're in two different rooms.
Okay. But so, okay, I can't see them.
Now, you've got a sacrificial knife in one hand because you have nowhere to put it, and your putter in the other.
I run upstairs.
Lying on the floor. Excellent. Give me a maneuver roll to make it sexy, make it quick.
Nice.
It kind of rotates. Like what? And right, for the bad guy's turn, it attempts to go up the stairs. It can't. The tunnel's too small. Doc is like appeared, ta-da! And meanwhile, the one that's struggles. So that's the end of that round because Freddy is preventing it from doing it.
I haven't actually attacked this round yet.
Get on with it. You managed to hit. If you fail or fumble, you may hit Freddy, but that's just the way the cookie or skeleton crumbles.
Anyone was a creature.
Apparently, they weren't really meant to fall down in the.
Freddy, can I have that one of those skill cards, please?
Yeah, play it now.
All right, you have a peasant disguise kit.
Ooh, that card more use than you would fucking think, Freddy.
I know.
I know you guys know, but I don't know if he's looking at it thinking, what kind of shit is this? It gets played all the fucking time. So.
All right, so it's that. Yes!
Wait, just as you rush upstairs, Doc, it shatters. You're like, motherfuckers. Freddy is like laying on the ground covered in bones right now because it fell over and shattered. And McKay looks like any ambulance cruising in the world would stop and go, get in. So, right, you guys are in a combat lull. What do you do?
Is there nowhere else to go in this cave at all, or what?
Not that you've seen. You hear the other thing raging downstairs trying to get up, but it's just too big.
Okay.
You're worried if you high-five McKay, he may die.
Let's just leave.
Not with it.
How about that? Jen. No. Don't touch me.
Take a card, McKay.
I mean, the whole reason we stayed and fought these things as opposed to buggering off is so that we can get the gems. Otherwise, I just would have left because they couldn't get through the tunnel.
All right, do you want to get the gems then? Go get the gems.
Okay. I help get the gem.
No problem. Each of you guys, give me a dex roll. If you can get it by half or less, you pick up a new skill called jeweling. I'm sure there's a better term for it. So jeweling, you pick it up at learn. Don't get a check and learn for it until you try it, but you get a check in it there, Doc Fulton.
Dex.
Freddie, why are you rolling?
My bad.
I don't make it by half or anything.
All right. Only there can only be one jeweler. So you guys each pop out the gem eyes, and they're awkwardly big. Like they're, like I said, you could hold one in front of your face and mostly cover your face up. So does anybody have a backpack? I think Freddie always wears a backpack.
I've got like a satchel.
Ah, okay. You guys store away the gems. Do you want to put them both in Freddy's thing so it's nice and heavy, or one into your satchel, one into Freddy? Yes, both in the Freddy. Okay.
Now great. One each.
Ah, one right. Each.
We'll split them up.
No problem. Yeah. It's at that point that you realize that the gold mask thing that did look valuable is still downstairs with the raging bone thing.
You may recall I said I got a stick so I could and leave it off.
God damn it. Fine, that's in your satchels. You look in your satchel and then smile at the camera, fucker. So anyway, it rages
and,
on.
And also there. The carving of a troll and the flint and tinder and the comic book and three torches. So we've got some dry torches.
The only thing you didn't get was a sacrificial dagger, but Doc had picked that up and refused to put it down. So you guys hear this thing continuing to rage down there.
I wonder if Dispel Magic would have worked on him.
That's what I was coming up here to do.
Yeah, that's what I thought you. That's what I thought it occurred to you. It didn't occur to me until right to the end as well. Otherwise, it would have called out. Yeah. It was sort of,
Dispel Magic. I mean, if you wanted to open the lid, you should be able to see it.
Well, no, that's not what. Oh, so I hear it howling, right?
Well, not howling, but pounding on the.
Pounding on the rocks and whatnot? All right, hold on. Hold on, please.
Are you casting a no sound on it?
No, I'm casting item counterspell on the gems.